That's right. It is. It's 3CR, and you're with Annie on 3CR Breakfast. And we've got Marie Cootie on the line. G'day, Marie. How are you?
G'day, Annie, and listeners. Thanks for having me on. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why we're talking to you is because of a new book that you've put out called Daughters of Melbourne, A Guide to the Invisible Statues of Melbourne, the statues that aren't there.
That's absolutely right. In lieu of running around and actually putting up a bronze on every corner of the grid, this is the best thing I can do.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely book. It's a hardback, and it's beautifully put together, I'll have to say. And it's actually a unique history of Melbourne Naam told through the lives of 50 remarkable women. Tell us about how you. In fact, you're a bit of an aficionado of Melbourne, aren't you? Tell us about that.
I'm very connected to this place, and I must acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of Kulin Nation, because like them, I really feel I belong here. And for me, life's about meaning and making meaning in the place you're in with your local community and your tribe. And, you know, it just doesn't seem to me to make much sense that people today know more about Frida Kahlo than they do about Ellis Rowan or Vali Myers or Zelda DiPrano or whoever. I mean, to me, much as I love Frida Kahlo, her life has had no impact on mine at all. But Bella Gurr and Vita Goldstein and Henrietta Dugdale got me the vote, for God's sake. And yet we don't celebrate these fabulous Melbourne women who've dedicated their lives to advancing the culture and the community and the commerce of this place. They're just ignored, and it's not good enough. I'm been very impatient with it now, but yes.
Now, actually, I'm with you. You know, there's this idea that women have been meek and mild and behind the scenes and, you know, or kept down. But in actual fact, if you start looking into it, they're actually written out of history, aren't they?
Yeah, deliberately so. And it's not an accident. It's deliberate. And I uncover instances through my book about... you know, journalists who deliberately make statements like the Bells Beach title has never been won by a Victorian since 1973, when it has, by Gail Cooper in 74, 5 and 6. And he wrote that in The Age, and it didn't say on the front of The Age, this is The Age for men only. It's an abrogation of your journalistic duty to make statements like that that are blatantly incorrect. And the fact that he wasn't looking for it, / not interested in it, / didn't even occur to him, is an illustration of how easy it is to just write women out of history. And then that's just one example of many. And, you know, people would say that statues are... you know, expensive and useless and all that sort of thing. But and if that's the case, then get rid of the lot. But if you got rid of the lot, that doesn't really help women and their acknowledgement of their contribution that they've made to Melbourne. And I've even thought of a way of funding it. So it's not really that big a problem, apart from the fact that there's this constant blocking from... you know, the privileged establishment, the gatekeepers of culture, the gatekeepers of power, who attract and reflect their own image when they create history, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A public art is another issue altogether. I'm quite partial to a bit of public art. It's quite strange that... but that's another talk. There's a really nice piece in one of your in the background piece about you. It says Melbourne's physical, intellectual, and psychogeographical development, as explored through a collection of paintings of the built cityscape. This is to do with the fact that you've also got an exhibition.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that piece, that descriptor there that you just read, belongs to another history that I wrote called The Art of Being Melbourne, which is a history of Melbourne as told through paintings of the CBD space from 1835 to today. So it's a collection of paintings of the grid, really, from 1835 to now. And it explores how, you know, artists reflect who we think we are as a city, you know, because artists carry all of that... you know, the trend, the fashion, the zeitgeist, the postulation of, you know, it's a spin and it's reflection and all of those things.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to look at history, as is the story of our women, an interesting way to look at history. Rather than just dates, I like to take a slice of a certain perspective and you know, have a look at what that means.
So how did you pick the women? I mean, because there would have been lots. The ones you mentioned, I do know.
That's great. A lot of my own heroes, you know, like Wendy Saddington, my favourite, who's on the cover. You know, people today barely even know who Wendy Saddington was. And to me, she's a giant of our blues and rock history. But all the suffragists, of course, brilliant artists like Ellis Rowan and Bali Myers. Aboriginal warriors like Louisa Briggs and women today who are working really hard in that space, Eleanor Burke from the Europe Truth and Justice Commission and Jill Gallagher from the Treaty Commission and so on. And it's there's just some brilliant, brilliant women doing amazing stuff. And I think Melbourne's culture, like through our earliest Indigenous women, then colonial women, post-colonial immigrant refugee women, have put down layers upon layers of fabulous culture for us that we enjoy today as Melbourne's rich culture. And we would not be living in this intellectual milieu without their work, without their activism, without their commentary, without their art, without their humour. I mean, Zelda DiPerno, right? You would know all about Zelda, Annie, I'm sure. And what a great sense of humour she had. You know, she chained herself to the Commonwealth Building to fight for equal pay for women. And she used to get on the tram and offer the tram conductor 75% of the fare to illustrate the gender pay gap.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Well, there were so many to choose from. I had to draw the line under it at some certain stage, but I could have gone on, you know, and celebrated forever. And maybe I'll have to do more.
Yeah, not sure.
But, you know, I'd love to highlight these fantastic people. I'm really, really impatient with the rubbish that we get served up all the time, which is military men, politicians and sportsmen. It's just so one-dimensional and shallow, and it just repeats the same old, in fact, entrenches and distorts, really, the same old Anzac myths and sports myths and stuff that I don't think are doing us any favours. Have a look at the world.
What's your plan to finance the building of these, a better perspective on history? Tell me.
Well, you would know from looking around you that every office tower that goes up and every residential apartment block that goes up tends to have some kind of abstract badge parked out the front.
Yeah.
You know, as a graphic embellishment. The average cost for a statue is about 10 to 15 grand, from what I understand. That's lunch money for a developer. So instead of an abstract badge, I think there should be a list of women that have to be worked through over the next 20 years. Thanks. Start today.
Fantastic. I love it. It's fantastic. You're completely right. And also, you're a self-publisher. I mean, this book is fabulous. It looks beautiful. I'll repeat the name again, Daughters of Melbourne, A Guide to the Invisible Statues of Melbourne by Marie Cooty. You have to go and buy it because it is a great book. Tell us how you did it.
Well, I self-publish everything because my work about Melbourne has always been deemed too niche for all publishers. They don't want to know about it until I'm successful with it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm successful with it, everybody's on the same rock, right?
Suddenly
I have company. So whether it was my very first Melbourne book, A History of Now, which has had four editions, which covers everything about Melbourne you ever wanted to ask, or my first children's books about Melbourne, again, you know, so I publish them myself and I just, whatever I earn, I put into the next book. And so then I did The Art of Being Melbourne, of course. I've done a couple of three or four kids' books on Melbourne and now this one on women. And basically, the process, I'm pretty adept at the process now, so that's all works okay. But it is an undertaking, I've got to say. There's a lot of work involved. And
well,
really
I'm sure there's lots of grandparents out there who have got their children in other countries with grandkids who they'd love to buy a book about Melbourne for. I know my sister would do that.
That would be lovely. They can go online to melbournestyle.com.au and get one there. That'd be great.
Yeah, now tell me, there is an exhibition, isn't there? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so what I've done in the book is portraits of these women, because when you're doing history, Annie, you deal with lots of old sepia photos and pretty crappy black and white newspaper, you know, with screen dot on it, and makes the people feel remote and distant from you. And I wanted these women to feel alive and relevant to today. So I did portraits of each one.
Oh, and so you're a painter?
An artist. I paint, I draw. This is actual digital art, but I do paint and draw and take photos, yeah. This is sort of cubist-y shapes overlaid on each other to make portraits. That's the best way I can describe it.
All right.
And so, yes, throughout the book are all these portraits of these women. And I'm having an exhibition of them on the 30th of July at Melbourne Style Gallery. And so it'll be some of these women from the book plus others. I've done some journos like Lee Sales, and I've done Atonga Tem, and some further development work on Wendy Saddington, because she later changed her name to Gandharva Gadasi when she became a Krishna. And so I sort of developed another portrait of her. And so, it goes a bit beyond the book. And I'll also be doing book talks at the gallery too.
Great. So that's Melbourne Style, one word, gallery.
Yep.
And it's in Clarendon Street, 155 Clarendon Street.
Yeah, 155 Clarendon, that's right.
That's South Melbourne. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Fantastic. Great book.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's just so nice to be on 3CR. Thanks.
Yeah, and I'll play Wendy Saddington.
How great. Yeah, fantastic.
All
thanks,
right.
Annie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.